Hanefesh Asha Asu Bacharan. So Rashi quotes the Chazal that Aaron was Megayer, the men, and Sarah the women. And Asha Asu, that they make them to convert. So we know there's a halacha in general, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim that generally speaking, when you make brachas over lasias, you make the bracha first, and then you do the mitzvah. However, there's certain exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions to the rule is geirus, because you can't make the bracha while you're a Gentile. You have to wait till you become Jewish. So that's the general halacha. We make over lasias, but after a person comes out of the mikvah, or after at least dunked in the mikvah, so they make the bracha. However, there's a Gemara in Ksuvis which talks about Ger Katam Abilan Aldaz Beistin. The guy said, you're a Katan, so you could do it Aldaz Beistin. So the Shaila is, what about a Netz? Is there a Bracha in that case? So the Ravid has a Chiddush that he writes, the Beistin makes a Bracha. The Ravid in the Bali Nefesh, that the Beis Din makes the bracha. Not only do they make the bracha, they should make the bracha over lasiyasan, because there's no problem for them. They're Jewish. The only reason we make it achol lasiyasan is because you're waiting for the Gentile to become. If he had the Beis Din's making it, so he claims that even though there's shliach for the person, but nevertheless, that's the right of shita. And others disagree and say you don't make a bracha, because Safek Brachas Bahako. In fact, that's what the Shaila the Rashba asking Suvis is like. What about could someone back then when they used to get married young? Could you marry someone a Giyuris who converted but it's not 12 yet? So they seem to say you can. To the question the Rashba is, how could you marry someone? Maybe she won't. She'll be mocha, and then you'll be marrying. She won't even be Jewish. So, the Rashi says we go basarov. So we go basarov. So it's not an issue. So the Rashi is saying is apparently, we don't say suffolk brachas either, since the rove of the scenario is that they are going to continue with the procedure. So therefore, the Rashi sheet is you can either make a bracha, and many other poskim disagree. That they say Safek Brachas Lahakel, and therefore that seems to be the practice among many basins, that the basin doesn't make a brach. However, you have this there Shita, the Rive in the Bala Nefesh, where, and remember the Salvation discussed it, I'm not sure if he said to follow the Ravid, but there was a discussion on that. Well, Amaisa, the minig, I think, in most courts of law, most basins are, we don't go with the Ravid, and the basin not only doesn't make a bracha over lasiyasan, there could be a discussion over lasiyasan or achar lasiyasan, but the practice is they don't make a bracha at all. And he says, what's the mitzvah? Never shall ask you b'charon. I guess you're creating people. I don't know if it's Abbas Agir, if it's Pru Revu, whatever the case may be, is the rabbi assumes that, you know, which is in general, the whole discussion, is there a mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? It's clear if a person wants to convert and they go through a procedure or work. Whether it's a mitzvah to do, is that a further discussion.